This is Alan.
And the Grizz.
And just a few quick messages before the start of the episode. First of all, thank you very much for listening to Rise of the Robots. If you can, we really appreciate it if you can rate and review us at the end of the episode, obviously, on your podcatcher of choice. Ratings and reviews are how we get onto the charts. Really, we would really appreciate it. Also, if you subscribe on your podcaster of choice, that'd be fantastic. Also, if you want to get in contact with us, well, you can email us at rotrpodcast@gmail.com.
You can also get in touch with us on our Facebook, which is Rise of the Robots, and our Twitter, at podcastrotr. That's podcast R-O-T-R.
And finally, just a reminder that Rise of the Robots is held under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 international license. Enjoy the episode. Hello, I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And if you're listening to this, then we recommend that you check out our podcast, the DCAU Podcast, where we watch the original DC animated movies, starting from Batman Mask of Phantasm and continuing on to Justice League Dark, Apocalypse War, and beyond. And we will cover such heroes as Batman,
Superman,
The Batman,
Wonder Woman,
Victorian Steampunk Batman,
The Flash,
Batman Beyond,
Green Lantern,
Old Man Batman,
Martian Manhunter,
and plenty more versions of Batman.
Lots and lots and lots of Batman.
You can find the DCAU Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else that you can get podcasts by looking up the DCAU Podcast and subscribe today. Hello, I'm Alan.
Are you sure about that?
Who the fuck are you?
I'm the Briz? Wait.
And you're listening to Gattle Guts Season 2.0?
Season 02. I've tried to say 2 backwards.
And this week we are covering episodes 3 and 4. So, yep, episodes 3 and 4, we're now into the full swing of things and getting a few cracking little battles together. And we're almost immediately into a cracker of a fight as Mjolnir.
Mjolnir?
Mjolnir, the Force Hammer, takes on Vlad the Impaler. So it's Dracula versus Thor.
Yeah, I suppose.
So, Vlad the...
I do not say blah, blah, blah.
So, Vlad the Impaler has had a new body shell fitted and has a sponsor this time.
Yeah, boy.
And Mjolnir is generic whack bot number 32 that you made in RE2.
How did we not just get a thwack bot melee at some point?
Just loads of robots turning in the circle. It would look like a dancing ceremony.
Come towards me. No, come towards me.
So, this match, it's... At the start, it is actually quite an interesting back and forth, in that you've got Vlad the Impaler is much stronger, but Mjolnir is very aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, it is swinging with everything it's got. Unfortunately, everything it's got is too much for the axe shaft to take. It breaks its shaft.
Now, I can't say that I've broken my shaft, but I would imagine that that would be pretty shit.
That would be incredibly painful.
For Vlad the Impaler.
The one thing that probably didn't help it is that early on in the match, Mjolnir gets trapped on the pulverizer.
And the pulverizer is hitting the direct like connection between the axe and the area of the robot. So, and I generally think it is kind of bent now.
And it's one of those, What's very telling is the second that the axe shaft disappears, Mjolnir has no control.
Oh, yeah.
Because it tries to go forward and it spends as much time turning itself over as it does moving. And it is, it's... It goes to a judge's decision, but it is one of those things that you already know it's won. Vlad the Impaler, it's as solid as it needs to be. It's able to survive. It's perfectly aggressive. It's damaging. It never really looked like losing.
No. To use the Dan Aubrey and Robot Wars line of, don't point, you'll give away the result.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, as you kind of say, Majolner is just like the Thwackbot number 13. But I don't know, it done pretty well. I think it goes to show that there really is, like, there is a technique to driving a robot like this.
I mean, it's one of the things that you do find is that with the right driver, a Thwackbot can be devastating.
Yeah, Stinger.
Yep, absolutely. The next match we go into is a middleweight. So we have Turbo, which is a full body spinner. And Buddy Lee.
Don't pee in the street.
So this robot is a car with toys in it. Now, the team is an all-female team. And I still can't figure out if these women have been positive for feminism or have taken it back 50 years.
Do tell.
Because they simultaneously are like, girl power and women are better than men. And going, oh, but I need to have my makeup done.
We like to pamper ourselves.
We like to pamper ourselves. Oh, we're just silly girls.
Even though we're like 40 years old or something.
Yeah, it's a...
Or you look like you're 40 years old.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on looks. But it is, it's that way you go...
I'm not commenting on age.
Yeah. You're one or the other. It's kind of contradictory to try and be both. It's like, oh, we don't, you know, we like to look good and avoid, you know, and oh, it's also greasy and dirty. But we're also... Take us seriously.
Yeah.
Take us seriously, but we're going to act like you can't take us seriously. And it just... It's confusing, and... Its opponent, Turbo, scares me because they demonstrate it being driven on the street with its weapon spinning.
Yep.
Because they're trying to pull.
Yes, that's the first note I have is... So, Team Turbo, use a robot to pick up chicks. Nice.
And... We'll get to the match itself. The match itself is a fucking screw job.
Oh yeah, 100%.
So Turbo... Right. Turbo is really devastating. It's not the most effective full body spinner, but it does the job. It rips most of the front of Buddy Lee off. It rips one of the tires off. Now... The one thing I will say, and this is a mistake I think Buddy Lee makes, is if Buddy Lee
not
had
being good.
Stopped ramming Turbo, you probably would have found Turbo can't actually move. Because all Turbo was doing by this point was spinning. It didn't seem to actually be driving. So if they'd stopped pushing it, they actually might have got a knockout victory. And if that's the case, I can see why it won.
Yeah.
But because they didn't do that, it looked like Turbo was still moving, which means that it's bullshit that Buddy Lee won.
Yeah, because Turbo was the early aggressor, and I guess like the kind of only thing that you could say is, oh, well, Buddy Lee were aggressive by still continuing to fight.
But, yeah, it's the old J tactic of I break the robot with my face.
Yeah. And yeah, the front was all buckled, one of the wheels was messed up, and like
there were Dalmatian toys all over the floor.
Which, is that meant to be a weapon as like an entanglement device, or...
I have no idea.
Because, I mean, like, Buddy Lee doesn't really have much weaponry.
Apparently they took the weaponry off because they didn't want to damage it on the spinner.
Okay, so there is a weapon for Buddy Lee?
Apparently.
Because I know in like later seasons it has like a wooden plank or something.
But I mean, it's... I genuinely don't understand how Buddy Lee wins this match.
No.
It's up there with the sort of cherub Behemoth decision.
Ooh. Every time you bring that up, it's like, oh, I get salty for him. Like, I completely understand, bro.
A goddamn curse.
Dang it.
Anyway.
So we've mentioned that Buddy Lee wins this match. Wins it 28-17, so it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Which is the most bonkers part of this, is like, if it was like maybe, you know, like 21-20 or whatever the fuck, I don't know, but if it was closer, at least it'd be like, okay, they just managed to squeak out a victory. But if you look on paper and it's like, oh, Buddy Lee wins 28-17, and then you go and watch this match, you'll be like, what fucking match were they watching?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then even the commentators were like, no, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
Isn't the last time that they bring that up? They're very opinionated on that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Hi guys, Alan
and Chris
here with a slight break from the main show. So thanks to the people about whom this podcast would not be possible. Firstly, to Greg Watt, who designed the Rise of the Robots logo. Before I butchered it slightly.
Also, want to give a quick shout out to Technolax, who do our theme song, Master Machine. You can check out Technolax on YouTube or their website at technolax.com to listen to all of their royalty-free tracks.
So, we get on to the final match of the first of our episodes we're covering today, which is a super heavyweight exhibition match between the Chin Killer and Ginzu. So Ginzu is the saw blade wield robot that is driven by the founder of Battlepots.
Oh dear.
And now it's actually got dedicated saws for weapons that don't move that fast.
Don't do very much.
Meanwhile, Chin Killer is a giant robot with a lifting
face.
Yeah, it's a wedge with a giant chin that's curved so it can lift, and it has four spinning discs on the side.
The thing is, like, looking at Jay Leno, he doesn't look like he has that massive of a chin for it to be like a gimmick.
I don't know. Maybe that's what it defines him instead of personality.
Ouch. Jesus. Hey, that man wrestled fucking Hulk Hogan. You show some goddamn respect.
He's so generically generic, it's painful.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Yep.
The kind of gimmick with this is Jay Leno does not drive the robot.
He spends the whole time trash talking.
Yeah, he
not
has...
even decent trash talking.
In fact, half the time he's not even really trash talk. He's just making stupid comments. So it's like there's literally one point where like Ginzu is kind of stuck up against the spike strip, and Jay Leno then the Chin Killer goes in, and Jay Leno's just like, "Look, I'm kissing him now."
Yep.
Robot kissing. I mean, apparently the Jay Leno being a part of this, like, obviously, was a hella big deal for.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I can see why it was given the attention it was given, but doesn't mean I have to like it.
No.
Now, the most annoying thing about this match is that Chin Killer absolutely kicks Ginsu's ass.
Well,
it's a fucking jobbing.
To be honest, though, Ginsu isn't good. Like,
no.
It's not, because in the first, like, 15 seconds of this match, there's chains dangling from it. Like...
Yeah.
It's just... I'm sorry, but just it's just not a good robot. Like, it's... It definitely is a gimmick robot, and it's perfect for these kinds of situations, but literally, you know, a couple of seconds into the match, one of the chains falls off, so that side is kind of immobile now, and then it gets flipped.
So, yep, and so we end with the Chin Killer getting a great victory.
Yeah, because... It gets flipped and then ends up getting flipped back, but as I say, half the chains are gone, so Ginsu can't really move very well. And it does go to the judges, but even the judges are like a 45-0 victory for Chin Killer. So didn't even give Ginsu any points for aggression or anything, because it didn't do anything.
Yep, absolutely.
So, I mean... Another quite fun episode. Now I feel like we're really starting to get into, like, the real meat and potatoes, as they say, of this season. And obviously, it's going to get, like, better, because we're weeding out all the kind of not good robots. They did break a pulverizer in this Chin Killer match, though. Like, there's literally a pulverizer hanging off of the thing. There, look at that. You know, maybe Ginsu did do some damage. It just happened to be on the arena. So we will move into episode 4, which was I think it was intentional that we had these three matches, but it was the UK versus America special.
Yeah, I think there was a very deliberate choice to make this the.
But I mean, like, see if they built it up more, because, I mean, they love to do their skits. They could have literally done the British are coming, and we've got three robots on the front line, the heads to defend our honour.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we do get, however, the three we have are...
Frenzy!
Versus Panic Attack.
Panic Attack! Suicidal Tendencies!
Versus
Biohazard!
Oh dear.
Gold Digger versus Killer Hurt!
And I have to be honest, I think that they air these in the wrong order. I think that one of the other two matches, the first two matches, should have been the main event.
Yeah.
So we start off with Frenzy versus Panic Attack.
Yeah.
So this match, Jesus Christ!
You would not believe that this robot's a former, like, UK champion.
Yeah. So we have Frenzy, which has a new body shell. It's partly see through.
Also, the fact that they call it Panic Attack 3.
Yeah.
Like, they specifically say the number, even though Robot Wars does not like to do that for some reason.
So Panic Attack, it's. Pretty much, no, it is a different robot from Panic Attack 2. They actually show the two robots together, so you know that they're different robots.
Yep.
Panic Attack 3 has a self-righting mechanism. It has side skirts to prevent robots getting underneath it.
Not by the end of this match, it doesn't.
And it's one of these battles. What happens with Frenzy is, early on, Panic Attack is just going... Keep away from the hammer. Keep away from the hammer. Oh dear, I forgot there were kill souls.
Nah.
Panic Attack keeps forgetting there are kill souls.
Oh yeah. Because it doesn't need to deal with them in the UK.
And what happens is it keeps on getting chunks ripped off the skirt. And it looks like maybe one of the wheels gets damaged, one of the motors. And it's going very sluggishly. And then Frenzy's able to get in position.
I love that Frenzy's website at the time was TMZ.com.
Well, their sponsor was
TMZ. Yeah, well, their team, sorry. I think that's the initials of the team.
Well, I think TMZ is actually a website, like a news website.
Well, it is now. Wasn't at the time.
Oh, was it not? Okay.
So that's what makes it funny, is because they used to have it and then they lost the rights to it and then now it's become a news website.
Oh, I thought it was a sponsor. Okay.
Ah. Yeah, but no, as you kind of say, like the way it just keeps going over the kill saws and it takes these skirts out and it's like it goes to show like without those skirts. Panic Attack has quite a lot of
ground clearance. And
I mean, not that it mattered in this match, because
Frenzy just goes to town. I mean, the self-writing mechanism is destroyed.
Oh, it is bent in on itself. And
you see like, Panic Attack crawling away, and it just can't.
It's really kind of sad in a way that it's like, you know, I'm trying to think of like the best way to describe it. It's kind of like, you know, like an old pro wrestler that is in a match with a younger talent and, you know, it's just like a complete slaughter.
Absolutely.
It's just kind of like that in the way that it's like, okay, I know this is a new robot, but at the same time, it's like we had watched Panic Attack for years at this point and Frenzy was still, you know, relatively new in comparison.
Yeah.
Well, to us, I mean, I know technically Frenzy's actually the older of the two robots, but I don't know. It's just that kind of thing where it's just really sad to watch. Poor Panic Attack.
Absolutely. Hey guys, Alan here. Just taking a quick break from the podcast to let you know that if you are enjoying this podcast and you want to hear more, the whole archive is available either on your podcatcher of choice or on the Audio Boom website. Alternatively, if there is some other podcasts you would like to listen to between listening to us, there is a list published on the Robot Report of several of the most popular podcasts, a botcast list, as it's referred to on the website. We will have a link in the description of this podcast. So, on the podcast list at the Robot Report, it lists the podcast in question, a quick description about the podcast, and all the links that you can go on to access their episodes. The podcasts that are listed include Behind the Bots, Extreme Scrutiny Club, Roasting Robots, Roboteers, Stand By, The Drop Zone, The Robocast, The Robot Wars History Podcast, The Shuntcast, and of course, Rise of the Robots. So if you check out that page, it will give you plenty of listening between now and your next episode of Rise of the Robots. Let's get back to the final part of this week's episode. We then get on to the next match, which is Biohazard versus Suicidal Tendencies. So Suicidal Tendencies, a robot that keeps crawling up other robots against the lowest to the ground robot with skirts specifically designed so that you can't get underneath them. So Suicidal Tendencies tries a wedge.
Yep.
I say tries.
Because it gets bent in like the first impact.
Yeah. Well, it folds up straight away. And it's a shame because it's actually a really brilliant technical back and forth. Two robots really fighting for position. Two excellently driven robots. And then towards the end, Suicidal Tendency, one of the tracks gets taken out.
Oh, it gets shattered.
Oh, I think it's on a kill saw.
Yeah.
And Biohazard takes full advantage, rams Suicidal Tendency into the wall multiple times. Also, one thing, at one point Biohazard gets stuck on the wall.
Oh, man, like, I thought, oh my god, they're going to do it. They're going to beat Biohazard because Biohazard drove itself into the wall.
And then Biohazard Once it loses one track, Biohazard slams Suicidal Tendencies into a Nullah wall, which destroys the other track, and then flips it and traps it between the wall and the Pulverizer.
This was perfect, just the way that... The match went the 3 minutes, and Biohazard did do that flip like right at the last second, but that would have been a brilliant way to just be like, yeah, no, they just flat out win.
They win.
It goes to a 45-0 decision for Biohazard.
Also, one other thing I forgot to mention. At one point, Biohazard gets the trap in on Suicidal Tendencies and feeds it to the Pulverizer.
The
Pulverizer's becoming a tactic very quickly.
Yeah, well, also, like, with the Suicidal Tendencies, like, kind of little axe, like, why is it orange on the tip? Did they, like, forget to take off the axe cover or something?
I'm not sure. Like, it's not like the axe could actually hit them anyway.
I know, it's...
It doesn't go low enough to hit Biohazard, because Biohazard's so low to the ground.
I don't know, I just feel like if they didn't have those forks on it, this would have been a bit... they would have had more potential of winning.
Yeah.
But it's just, the forks got bent up in, like, the first impact, and then that was fucking it for them. Like, they couldn't do anything after that.
Yeah.
And then, yep, the tracks, there you go, that's the word, and get taken off, and this whole thing is dunzo, sunzo. But again, like, I feel like this is the new Suicidal Tendencies, and then this is them just testing it out.
And they're testing it against one of the greatest robots in history.
Yeah. Ugh. It's not been a good night for the UKers.
Yep, but we've got one last shot. We've got one shot, and it's Kilohertz. They got to the final last time.
You sure did.
And they're really impressive, and they're definitely going to do really well, because it's just a whack pot, Gold Digger.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a particularly good-looking whack pot.
Nope, it's just basic see-through polycarb.
And, I mean, Kilohertz has been given the camera so that you can watch it. You can watch it skewer Gold Digger.
No.
Gold Digger... At no point does Kilohertz fire its weapon.
No. Yeah, this was... To be honest, this match was kind of dull. It was literally just 3 minutes of Kilohertz just driving around. And after the match, they talk to John Reed, and he's like, we forgot to put the plug in, so the axe didn't work or something.
Yeah.
And then...
So, which is a shame, because looking at the armor on Gold Digger, that could have easily been a one-hit kill.
Yeah.
What then happens is, because they forgot to do that, Gold Digger manages to get a blow on them, and I think what the first or second blow takes out one of the wheels.
Yeah, because they were...
Kilohertz can't drive forward.
They were big and speedy to begin with, and then just a couple of hits, and they just slow. And then, yeah, you're right, and then there's actually a point in this match where they're literally just driving backwards. They're just trying to hold on at this point.
Because it's all they can do.
And, I don't know, I can't help but think, like, maybe just give up at this point.
Well, they've got to keep fighting, to be fair.
Hmm. So, yeah, I will agree with you in the sort of comment of this shouldn't have been the main event, because this one was the least exciting of all three of the matches of the evening.
Absolutely. And that, unfortunate, that wet fart of a fight
yep.
is the end of this week's episode.
Yeah.
I feel ashamed to be British now.
Really let us down.
You really let us down. Notably, no Scottish robots.
Phew.
I mean, maybe that's what you need. Maybe you needed all talk.
Yeah, or Corkscrew.
Or Typhoon.
Yeah, I mean, Typhoon's the best.
Absolutely.
Undefeated.
Absolutely undefeated. No controversy about any of its losses.
None at all. Well, there isn't any losses. That's the whole point.
Well, it did lose an Annihilator, to be fair.
That one doesn't count.
Anyway, next week we'll be covering episodes 6 and 5.
I don't even know why you'd say that, which is really weird.